Church Devotional Podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for joining us. Our passage for today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, starting in verse 7. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelation, a thorn was given to me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Josie and I went to a small church in Forest, Virginia, for about 6 months after we got married, and we loved that church very much. One of the things they referenced very often clearly came from a sermon series that predated us, but it was this idea of the upside-down kingdom, that God delights in subverting our expectations. The King of Kings was born in a barn. As Christians, we are to love our enemies. Joshua and the Israelites conquered a city with marching and music. We find financial peace the more that we give our money away. And as we see in our passage for today, we are the strongest when we are weakest. This flies in the face of our culture and society, indeed in the face of every culture and society. We are so conditioned to commend ourselves to others and to the world based on our merit. We have value because we are strong or intelligent. You should care about me because I'm funny or because I'm beautiful. I matter because I'm an incredible baseball player or because I make a bunch of money at my job. I can sleep well because I'm a wonderful parent or because I'm constantly serving at the local homeless shelter. We all feel a need to justify ourselves based on our accomplishments. Paul, in this same book, will point out that he has every reason to be proud of his accomplishments. Yet Paul boasts in his weakness. Why? Because as God has revealed to him, only when we as believers stop trying to create our own strength and value and purpose, and trust in God's strength and value and purpose in us, do we really see the power of God on display in our lives. Now, lest we think that Paul is going rogue here, we can look back to Jesus' own teaching from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Failure and hardship and difficulty and frustration should not be considered strange as part of a believer's life. These are often the avenues through which God puts his power on display in our circumstances. Think about it. Is God most glorified in a person who gets credit for being an eloquent and brilliant speaker? Or someone who has long given up trying to come across as clever and many times prayed that, God, may I not be seen as anything, but may you be shown to be glorious through the words that I say in this sermon. The disciples glorified God because these were simple fishermen who preached some of the most successful sermons that the world has ever heard. These 12 ordinary men, as the book calls them, turned the world upside down because the power of God shone through them so brightly. So let's give up the game of trying to make ourselves valuable or lovable or effective or successful because of our accomplishments or abilities. Let's develop a habit of surrendering these to God to see what he can really do in and through our lives. In the upside-down kingdom, God uses those who are weak to show his great strength. To God be the glory. Heavenly Father, help us to rest in this, that when we fail, that when we are weak, you are shown to be the strongest. Help us to pray towards that end, God, that you would be glorified in our lives, that we would stop trying to be seen as strong or intelligent or successful, that we would begin to pray that you would be seen as strong, that you would be seen as wise and beautiful and glorious in our lives, because we know that this is going to be the most satisfying life that we can live. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk, Church Family. You are loved. Have a blessed day.